We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples back here in studio with you. And very special segment here. We're going to talk about an exhibit that's going on right now at the Mariana Kistler Beach Museum of Art at Kansas State University. Linda Duke is the director of the Beach Museum. She joins us in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
And joined also by Barbara Gatewood, Friends. She's on the Friends Board of Directors with the Beach Museum. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Good morning.
If you heard the promo here just during the break, this exhibit just started here this week. It's called Two Presidents, One Photographer here. And it's pretty neat. A lot of photographs of Obama and Ronald Reagan. Is that correct?
That's correct. 56 photographs in all. Pete Souza was an official White House photographer for President Reagan's second term. And then under President Obama, he was chief White House photographer. And so he had extraordinary access to both men on a daily basis and really did, I think, a remarkable job of not only documenting the historic parts of their presidencies, but documenting them as human beings.
Well, and such a neat deal, I think, for people, because we see these figures, you know, we see President Trump, and we see what we see on television, but we don't see them behind the scenes. And I imagine this really paints a good picture of that.
It's a real, real nice mix of the public and the very private side of occupying that place. What an unusual job to be president of the United States.
I mean, only 45 people have ever done that
job. Exactly.
It's kind of hard to believe. Barbara, how are you involved with this project?
In last fall, when we learned that this excellent exhibition was coming to K-State, the Friends Board thought that it would be wonderful if we could invite Pete Souza to campus to give a talk. And in order to make that happen, we formed a special committee, a Souza fundraising committee, to raise funds in order to cover the costs of bringing him on campus. And so we reached out to the community and asked them to contribute, and we were very pleased with the response. And as a result, one of our major goals was to cover the expenses so the talk could be free and open to the K-State community and the Manhattan community, which it is. The talk will be held on Tuesday, March 5th at 7:30 p.m. in McCain Auditorium. And the tickets are free because of the work of our committee. And the tickets can be obtained at the McCain box office. You may call, and the number is 785-532-6428. They will begin becoming available on February 19th. You can have the tickets either reserved at will call, or you can go to McCain and pick them up. So on February 19th, please call and reserve or stop by and get your tickets.
Very cool. That's so neat that you're able to bring him in here to kind of discuss it, because what a nice perspective that'll be.
Exactly. And we're excited that in addition to speaking to the public at McCain, he will spend some time meeting with K-State photography and journalism students. As many people know, Pete Souza did receive a master's degree in journalism from K-State. So that was one of the reasons that he first spoke to me about organizing this exhibition. And even though the Beach Museum of Art is not circulating it on its tour of the U.S. to various museums, the Beach Museum is the premier site for it. So it is opening here with us. So he will meet with students during his short time here. And he also, on Wednesday, March 6th at noon, he will sign books for the public at the Manhattan Public Library. And books will be available on site for sale that day from Claflin Books. And so just from 12 to 1, it's a pretty short window, but if anyone would like to either bring the books they already have or purchase one there, they can have them signed by Pete Souza.
It's kind of interesting. How does a person from K-State get to Washington, D.C. and get to have a gig like this?
It's pretty interesting. He did work for a number of high-profile newspapers. He worked for a couple of papers here in Kansas as a young photojournalist, and then for the Chicago Tribune. And I believe that's where he started following the career of Senator Barack Obama. And that's how they first became acquainted. And he just sort of stayed with following that to the White House.
Hmm. So interesting. And this exhibit's going to be on display for quite a while here. You just opened on February 5th, but this goes through
April 27th.
Okay. And what are your hours of operation? Are people want to come by and see that?
Yes. Thanks for asking. So the museum opens at 10 o'clock Monday through Friday, closes at 5 on, I'm sorry, not Monday, Tuesday through Friday. We are closed to the public on Sunday and Monday. But Tuesday through Friday, it opens at 10. It closes at 5 p.m. on Tuesday and Wednesday. We're open late until 8 p.m. on Thursdays, 5 on Friday. And then on Saturday, our hours are 11 to 4. So by all means, come by. The museum is always free, and there is free parking that does not require a K-State parking tag right adjacent to our building.
Right. Yeah, 56 of Souza's photographs, again, of these two presidents, going to be on display here. Is there a certain time range from each presidency that these are dated from?
I believe that Souza's tenure under President Reagan was during his second term, so okay. He recorded some of the most historic moments from that period. But then he was there throughout President Obama's tenure.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of stuff happened there in the late 80s, you know, the Challenger disaster.
There was definitely.
The Berlin Wall coming down. I mean.
Yes. So the meetings with Gorbachev, the anti-nuclear proliferation treaty, all of those things are documented in these photographs.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. I'd like to add that we're very, very excited about Pete Souza coming to K-State and to the Manhattan community because of his ties to Kansas, as well as his national notoriety as a photojournalist. He received his master's degree in journalism and mass communication from Kansas State University, and in 1971, he received the Alumni Excellence Award. And during his talk, he's going to show some of the photos that are published in his books. During his tenure as Obama's photographer, he took over 2 million pictures. And so he will show many of those iconic pictures in his talk and talk more about Obama's role in some of those photos and Souza's experience traveling with him all over the world.
Cool.
Yeah, 2017 was that Alumni Excellence Award, and that's when Pete and I first talked about organizing this show. Pete said to me, I want to have an exhibition just like Jim Richardson. Jim Richardson is, of course, the famed National Geographic photojournalist who's based in Lindsborg, Kansas, and the museum had a wonderful exhibition of his work a few years ago. They're friends, and both have worked at the National Geographic.
Great. So again, the display going on through April 27th at the Beach Museum. It's called Two Presidents, One Photographer, showcasing the work of Pete Souza. A lot of sponsors making this happen. Did you want to highlight that? Or?
That would be great. While Barbara's getting ready to talk about sponsors, I just want to point out that cleverly, Pete reversed the order of that title for his talk. So you're right, the exhibition is One Photographer, Two Presidents, but his talk is One Photographer. I mean, One Photographer, Two Presidents is the name of his talk. The exhibition is Two Presidents, One Photographer. Sorry for that.
That's okay.
we've had over 30 individuals and companies support Pete Souza's talk on March 5th, and some of the major donors are the Kansas State University Office of the President, the Center for Engagement and Community Development, and the Department of Art. Other major supporters were Mary Veneer, Jackie Hartman Bork and Lee Bork, the Jack Goldstein Charitable Trust, Holiday Inn at the Campus, Carl and Mary Ice, Terry and Tara Cups, the Manhattan Library Association, Meadowlark Hills, Usha Reddy and Brian Niehoff, Sharon and Bill Snyder, the Sulzer Family Foundation, the Strecker Nelson West Gallery, Varney and Associates, and Dan and Beth Bird. And there are many more sponsors as well.
All right. Well, about out of time here, but we want to encourage everybody to go check this out and get your tickets starting February 19th at the box office. Again, they're free, so don't miss it.
Thanks so much, Brandon.
Appreciate it. Linda Duke, Barbara Gatewood, our guests here from the Beach Museum.
Thank you.
We'll continue on. We have C. Clyde Jones coming in next on News Radio KMAN.